Actually have a session on Project DDI tomorrow, so many people here will be learning more about it tomorrow. But the what are your thoughts on the special interest group for the uniform device interface, and how do you see it helping both your products and the industry move forward?
Driver supports has traditionally been an issue for any operating system. As someone who stood in many a trade booth showing an operating system, it's actually pretty boring. It's a, here's the dollar prompt. That doesn't really go over very well. You need to show more, and you need to show down, too. So it's nice to have drivers that support and run, and it's traditionally been a strength for SGO. Over the years, we've had very good driver support and a large number of them. UDI is really a significant step where, as a driver developer, it becomes much easier for hardware companies to support a wide range of operating systems with a single port. You know, you go to a hardware vendor today and you say, we'd like you to support our operating system, and they've got to do something special. UDI just means they don't have to do anything special. They can support any architecture or any operating system, provided they've got UDI support in that. So SGO is real big on that. I think Kurt Goddard is going to be at this talk tomorrow about UDI. We're supporting this every which way we can, because we think it's good for the industry.
I think without a doubt, UDI is good for the industry. One of Linux's traditional strengths, because we're open source, is we tend to have a plethora of drivers. We have probably the best driver support of any non-Microsoft operating system right now. So it may seem that UDI isn't important to us, but we see as the future goes, and the big opportunity of UDI is for when the next big company releases their next SCSI adapter, a Linux driver in the form of a UDI driver can ship with the box. As Jim pointed out, it's much easier to go to somebody once and say, why don't you write a Unix driver, or why don't you write a UDI driver? Do it once, test it once, and it's something you can support in the field. And UDI gives you the chance to make that sales pitch. Additionally, as UDI moves into the IA64 space, I think it has a lot of opportunities. And as new buses like USB and NGIO get addressed by the UDI specification, I think you're going to see UDI really take off as a standard for device drivers.